This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danny Rauer.
And then what? Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Time to figure out how you are winning off the field. Call us at 800-636-1067 and tell us what's going right in your day. This is very easy, people. It's very simple. I am drinking a bottle of water.
Okay.
The top to my bottle of water, the cap, if you will, fell underneath of the table that I sit at to do this show.
Sure it did. Yeah.
Of sorts. Couldn't find it anywhere. As I walked out of the studio a moment ago, I stepped on that cap. I now have it, and I'll be able to put it back securely on top of my bottle of water.
Nice.
I thought I'd be capless for the rest of the day, risking spilling water.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer am, therefore I am.
Winning off the field?
I'll give an example, because it's got to be something small. Convenience, if you will. Not an inconvenience, but a convenience. So I did a show the other day at One Hill South, literally across the street from us, right? They had a private show for the residents. I had my buddy Josh Coderna come down from Baltimore to open the show for me, and he was awesome. He was great. Just to make it easy, I was going to pay him in cash and then get the full amount from the venue, right? So again, no problem. Everything was easy. It literally just so happened I didn't have to go to the bank. The last two shows that I had done where I'd been paid in cash was the exact amount that I was going to be paying Josh. I had to do no extra trips. So I looked at I planned on going to the bank. I had these errands to run. I didn't have to do anything because I had the exact right amount, which worked out really well for me. So therefore I was
winning off the field.
Thank you, Bruce.
That is the way this game is played.
I know, Michael. It was a total surprise.
Let's go to Jeff and Solomon's to start us off with our listeners. If you've got a winning off the field, we want to hear from you on the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, so I got tickets for the Maryland basketball game on Saturday. That's not why I'm winning off field. But I just got an email from Maryland today saying, hey, come out and watch the women's volleyball team play before at 6 o'clock. And we're going to do that, so we're going to double up, and therefore I am
winning off the field.
How about this Mr. Maryland Terrapin over here
who's
just dabbling in all kinds of sports?
Superfan number 99.
Just watching.
I kind of regret this. I did not go to games when I was at George Mason University other than college basketball, and occasionally, a couple times because I was calling games, I never went as a fan, college baseball. Like, to support the other teams, I had soccer players in some of my classes, never went to one of those, never went to softball or volleyball. I kind of regret that because I feel like those kids don't get enough love.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But I never did it once.
Not to be self-righteous, but I did. But these were my friends. Like, I saw all the athletes every day, whether it was training room, to and from practice, whatever.
You want
to
do it again?
No, I don't.
I thought we had a rule that girl doesn't get to come on.
She gets nothing. You shut your dumb mouth up with your rap record.
This is mouth.
That is what it is.
This is mouth.
I went to swim meets, volleyball, gymnastics. Soccer, I couldn't go because it was off campus. But I went to everything I could. Tried to support my pals.
I think that's the way it should be done. I feel bad that I didn't. I think I was just busy. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, I got a Wednesday off. Am I going to go to the volleyball game? Nah.
Yeah, I probably should have been doing homework or like reading.
I'll probably go see Iron Man. Let's go to Billy in Kingstown. What's up, Billy?
Hey, Bob.
Billy.
Hey, Grant. It was great meeting you the other day at the Turtle.
Good. Good meeting you as well.
Thanks. I love cashews. And so
sure you do.
I get the pieces. They're a little bit cheaper. And the first bite you take of a cashew, they're in pieces anyway. And so I'm eating some cashews out of the can, and I come across a whole cashew.
A whole cashew?
Nice.
Yes, in a can of pieces. Therefore, I was
winning off the
field. Perfect. That's perfect. Those are so rare. It's like, you know what it is? The equivalent of that is I love potato chips. I can't eat them anymore, but I love them. When you buy a bag of traditional Lay's, and you get that perfect curl. You know what a curl is? Where the chip kind of curls over and connects to the other side.
Oh.
crunchy, hard, thick chip.
Those chips are better than your standard chips. Standard chips, great, obviously.
My mom used to love curls, so I would kind of pick out the curls and hand them to her, and I would eat the rest. Gotta love the curls. Dan in Fairfax, what's up?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, bud. So yesterday I played 18 holes at Raspberry Falls. I usually lose a bunch of balls. Only lost two, but I found two in the process. Therefore, I am
winning off the field.
You leave a golf course with the same number of balls you came with? You should be on the PGA Tour.
I just like the way I just felt.
I would have too, Jay. That's an amazing time. I usually spend 80% of my time golfing in the woods, avoiding A, snakes, but B, trying to poke around and find my ball.
Dan's in D.C. on the fan. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Great. Hey, Bob.
I was asked by the wife to take the her dry cleaning in, so being a nice guy, I say, okay. Of course, she never checks the pockets, so I check the pockets and find $40. Therefore, I am
winning off the field.
Now, do you tell her you found 40 bucks and hand it back to her?
Oh, hell no.
I found $5. Look at this. This is your cut.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, here's $5 that was in your pocket. Now, you use that 40. You go get yourself a delicious lunch.
Yeah.
Maybe get yourself I was going to say a snack for later, but that's a lot of food. It seems like I'm just hungry and starved.
Yeah, that's all we think about.
You could probably do other things with money, but all I think about is what food can I spend this on?
Thanks.
Let's go to Jay in D.C. What up, Jay?
Hey, Jay.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Great, sir.
All right. So, listen, I'm riding the other day in my car, and I just happened to notice that my front tire, one of my front tires is going flat. Okay. So I'm like, oh, crap. Okay, now I got to go to a gas station and pay, you know, $2, as we all love to do, for freaking air.
Yeah.
Mm, awful.
I get to the gas station. There's this guy already at the air pump with a bike. He's just putting a little bit of air in his tire.
Perfect.
I get out. He uses a couple of seconds. I get to fill my tire up for free, so therefore I am
winning off the field.
You know what? I got to put air in my tires. I've been slacking on this for almost a week. They were like at 20, they were like at 30, then 29. Today I got in, they were like at 26 and 27.
Oh, they're going down.
I gotta put air in it. It's just the cold weather. Just gotta get some air in them and be done with it.
Yeah, there's some physics that get involved that are way too confusing to me. You could read the Wells report and try to figure out
how Tom Brady football.
Yeah, how to get the PSI right.
Oh, what?
Well, I'm just simply saying, Stone Australian guy, it's difficult to do all the math. I will say there's no greater urgency. Then when I put all those quarters in, I feel like I've got 10 seconds of air.
Yeah.
There's time to walk around and be thorough. And I feel like the pressure to get it right so quickly right there is real.
You got to basically waste no movements.
That's how I feel about it.
When you have to go around the car as well, like the little rubber tube gets stuck on the tire and it can't pull all the way. It's like a first down chain that doesn't stretch past the football.
Yeah.
It's annoying. Steve in Bethesda, what's up?
Scuba Steve.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, dude.
Just got a text from my boss. He is out the door for Delaware for the weekend, so the rest of the day is mine.
Winning off the field?
If your boss leaves early for the day, I think you leave early for the day.
We did it yesterday. CK had a meeting off campus, so we just stopped doing the show at 12:20.
Yeah, we did. We rolled out of here early and just started playing some tape stuff.
He doesn't know that, does he?
Nobody knows. Now they do.
How dare you?
Grant and Danny, thanking you for winning off the field with us as we do every Friday at 11:45. Beltway Blitz is next, 12:18. If the Skins lose to the Saints, could that be the beginning of some apathy setting in town? Is this your last chance to be excited about a potential playoff run for the Redskins? Coming up on The Fan.
Hey, Cal, turd.
No, Phyllis, it's Danny Ruye. Or Danny Rauer, whichever one you prefer.
Turd.
Nope, Ruye. It's Ruye. It's not pronounced turd.
Turd.
No. I'm here to tell you about Ted Britford and what's going on. I got a lot to talk about, Phyllis. All right, so here's what's going on at Ted Britford. Ma'am, I really wish you would let me get this reading because this is really important. 0% financing.
Better than what you've got.
That's true. When you're talking from Ted Britford's perspective,
Nick Saban is a better man than you are.
Well, that's actually obvious. He's better at recruiting. But I'm good at telling you about what's going on at Ted Britford. 0% financing, 72 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash. Right now, on so many models, Phyllis, the Fusion, the Focus, the Mustang, the Taurus, the Escape, the Flex, the Explorer, the Expedition, the F-150, all great deals, all those 2017s. They got to go. $1,000 military and veteran rebate to all who have served or are currently serving and families that live with them. That's something special that Ted Britt does. You also got something else cool going on. You could drive a new 2017 Ford Explorer for just $275 a month for 36 months.
How dare you?
I know. The deal is too good. It's literally too good. You can drive a 2018 Escape for just $225 a month for 36 months. 2017 Fusion, just like mine, $199 a month, 0% financing for 72 months. I'm telling you, Ted Bridford, the 2017s, guys, they got to go. It's their time. They have to leave the lot. Go see him in Fairfax or Chantilly and tell him that Danny Rauer sent you.
Roll Tide!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.